From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. President Bush meets today in the Azores with America's two most steadfast allies in confronting Iraq. The president's summit conference with British Prime Minister Tony Blair and Spanish Prime Minister Jose Maria Aznar comes after weeks of futile efforts to build a broad coalition in support of military action against Saddam Hussein. Mr. Bush left for the Azores as anti-war demonstrators took to the streets Saturday in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. In Washington, D.C., protesters marched from the Washington Monument towards the White House. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
It was almost T-shirt weather in the nation's capital as people gathered under clear blue skies. William Thomas had 12 dozen T-shirts to sell, all at $10 apiece.
T-shirts. No war in Iraq, T-shirts.
Thomas had plenty of customers as demonstrators spilled out of buses near the Washington Monument. Some of the protesters wore tie-dye, others were in headscarves or jackets from L.L. Bean. Many of the demonstrators carried signs with messages like, "French fries rock," and "Regime change begins at home." Karen Ashbrook Barnes held up a sign saying, "Disarm, don't destroy."
I'd like to see inspectors that actually have some strength, that actually can go in and do disarmament, that even if they have to stay for years to do that, it's in the long run could possibly be cheaper than the current plan that we have of spending billions to destroy and then billions to rebuild.
Barnes lives not far from Washington, but Rafat Yamak and his family came all the way from Hudson, Massachusetts. The 9-year-old says the U.S. is using the wrong means to reach a worthy goal.
Because I believe that the president of Iraq is bad. My mom told me that he tried to invade Kuwait and kill a lot of people. And I would agree if America wanted to fix this thing, but not killing the people over there. Because if you kill the people, people will be against America and probably will go down.
From a stage, a long line of artists, activists, labor leaders, and ministers denounced the idea of war. Former Attorney General Ramsey Clark said public outcry has helped to prevent an attack up until now.
Governments are inadequate to prevent war. We, the peoples of the planet, we, the peoples of the nations of the earth, are going to have to stand up in permanent unity and stop war. We have to pledge ourselves to do that from this moment on.
Elizabeth Blake traveled from West Virginia to attend the rally. She felt it was important to be here, but said she was a little disappointed by the size of the crowd.
I wonder why there are not more people here. I had expected more people. My assumption is that they have just figured it's going to happen on Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, I'm just wasting my time. Nobody's listening. I feel a little bit that way myself. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be here.
Smaller demonstrations were held in places like Concord, New Hampshire, and Jackson, Michigan. Organizers of the Washington rally promised to keep up the pressure. A prayer vigil is planned at the Lincoln Memorial tonight, and another rally is scheduled in New York next weekend. Some organizers are calling for people to boycott work or school if war does start. Demonstrators tried to carry their message directly to the president, marching up 17th Street towards the White House, singing, chanting, and occasionally snapping photographs with mounted police officers in the background. A small group of protesters broke away and made it into the headquarters of the World Bank. But most marched peacefully on a route that took them in a wide perimeter around the White House. President Bush wasn't there anyway. He spent the day at Camp David, preparing for today's summit in the Azores. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.